I'm broke.
You're broke?
That's a guy's perspective today. I'm broke.
Okay. care to elaborate why you're broke?
Because of my five-year anniversary dinner and just the whole weekend in general. No, I'm not really broke. It went well. But what you pay for a nice dinner these days is absolutely mind-blowing. And we went to Nobu Saturday night, and I wouldn't change anything for the world. We sat outside. We looked over the yachts, the water. It was beautiful.
But you paid for all that beautifulness.
Getting that final bill is very hard to justify. Because you're like, I didn't even eat that much.
So there's two. I've never been to Nobu, okay? So I just want to pick your brain a little bit.
Yep.
There's two of you. I'm assuming you guys had some alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, I think we had two or three each. So let's say six.
Did you have an appetizer?
We did.
Appetizer. And you both got a meal?
Yeah, but they're small portion meals. So it's more like a tapas sort of.
Okay.
So you get like five or six small things.
All right.
And it's very high quality, you know?
And the total price was?
I want you to guess.
For the two of you? I don't know. I've never eaten there. But I'm going to say, okay.
Just throw out a high number for two people.
It was $400.
It was total with tip $521.
Oh my god!
Radio salary doesn't cut it.
No. Did you do dishes afterwards? How did you get out of there?
So there is a silver lining that was anniversary luck, which I have to tell you about.
Okay.
Before my girlfriend came here, she put in a bet, a sports bet in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And it was a long shot bet. The Nuggets versus Lakers, about five things had to happen.
Okay.
And we won the bet.
So it paid for dinner.
$40 on a bet paid $500 return.
Ooh.
This happened an hour before the dinner. We found out we won. I went completely nuts. I'm like, free. It's going to be free. But no, we still paid it.
And what if you would not have won the bet?
It would have been... I had to block it out. It's my anniversary, right? You can't think like that.
They were going to Jack in the Box. How do you feel about tacos?
What happened to the dollar menu at McDonald's?
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. Not at all. No.
So the question for guys' perspective today is, what is the most you've ever spent on a dinner? I want to be hit with these numbers.
Ooh.
888-431-3764. Don't be ashamed. Hit me with it.
Well, I'm going to have to go ask the boss for a raise because you're obviously making more money than me, Guy.
No, that's not true. There's something called a credit card, Kelly.
Uh-huh. Spending over $500 on your anniversary dinner. I'm complaining because I spent over $50 at the drive-thru at Jack in the Box.
Five-year anniversary, but it looks like I'm not the only one that's a big spender. I think some people in the IE have me beat.
You are definitely getting upstage. Like Erica and Yorba Linda said that they went to Masters in Newport. She just got her master's degree, so her husband took her out there. Didn't realize it was family style, so they ordered a couple entrees, two bottles of wine, an appetizer, $750. But she said silver lining was they had leftovers.
Unlike me, Masters is my favorite restaurant. Steven Marietta, how much did you spend on dinner?
$2,700.
Where?
You said that real quick.
Marche Modern.
How many people?
Just me and my wife.
That's crazy.
Wait, $2,700 for just you and your wife? I don't know how it can get to that price.
Yeah, you spent a mortgage on dinner.
Michelin star food.
I don't care how many stars that is. Like, no. I'm telling you, the only stars I know are the Carl's Jr. star nuggets.
Come on. You're playing yourself down now. Here we have $1,540 minus tip for a friend's birthday. Six people to have dinner and drinks at the restaurant on top of the Morongo Casino. That place looks nice.
Oh, that place, yeah, it does look really nice. Okay, it's a guy's perspective. What's the most you've ever spent on dinner? Can you top Guy's $500 anniversary dinner?
It looks like everyone's topping it so far. Let us know. 888-431-3764. We've got some big spenders, Kelly. The IE's making me look cheap.
Well, go ahead. You can brag about what you spent because when you said it, my jaw dropped.
$521 was the cost of my five-year anniversary dinner at Nobu in Newport Beach. Two people. Didn't even feel like I ate that much, even though the food was exquisite in small portions. I want to know, top that, because that's the most I've ever spent on dinner.
Jesse said he went to the ranch in Anaheim with his daughter, who's only 17, $327. So you would assume maybe only one of them drinking alcohol.
909 here. $1,200 for my birthday at 71 above. $1,200.
How many people were invited?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Jan from the 951 says she spent $630 at a steakhouse in Vegas. She said this was back in the day. We're talking like 2007.
Oh, so inflation now is 2000.
That's what she said. She's like, imagine what it is now.
Walter here went to the Eiffel Tower and spent $600 for two people. And Beth went to Vegas. She went to Golden Steer in Vegas, which is a great, great little hole-in-the-wall steakhouse, very famous. She spent $1,200 without the tip.
Okay, this is, like, making me sweat. I'm like, I'm complaining about driving through with my family of four and hearing these numbers with commas for dinner. Woo-hoo.
I haven't even asked you yet. What is the most you spent?
Not anywhere close to that.
Come on, no, be honest with me. Like, you and your husband, one-on-one, you've never had a fancy... I'm sure you have, Kelly.
You know what? My husband and I are not foodies that way. If we're going somewhere, we're going somewhere that we like that's, like, our regular, like La Paloma, and I'm dropping maybe $80, and that's because we had margaritas.
Okay, answer me this.
I'll splurge for guacamole.
I love guac, too. You spent over, like, $300 before, though, right? No?
I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. I'll have to text him. I don't know. I don't pay the bill.